This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Grant Paulson. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We're changing things up. We're going to be making the show available for you 1 hour at a time. So if you're looking for a specific part of the hour of a show, look below at the description of what we've been talking about for time cues.
It's Danny. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you live on the radio from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays on 106.7 The Fan.
Danny, you are known around these parts and certainly on the Grant and Danny radio program as our resident worrier of all things asteroid and space defense.
Yes, correctly standing on the wall of the thing that's the most important, which is saving humanity.
You lead the league in worrying about something happening in space that's going to affect us. I choose not to worry because I know that we've got Harry Stamper waiting by. And that at some point, if need be, we will send Rockhound and company up to that asteroid and we will blow it to smithereens with a nuclear weapon. So I choose not to worry because AJ's coming over that mountain in the armadillo. And Grace is going to let him stay up there and do whatever he's got to do. However, I'm curious. Earl just pointed this out to me during the break. Earl said, hey, did you hear there was another earthquake today in Delaware? So there was one going back a couple weeks ago. I don't know if we even ever talked about it on the show.
We didn't really.
Do you remember that it happened?
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
No, did not feel it.
I was in a movie theater, so I definitely didn't feel it. I was just busy watching a movie. I got out of the movie theater and everybody was talking about it. But there was one that was, I guess, larger than the one that happened today. But there was another one that just happened within the last couple hours, I guess, today that a bunch of people felt around here. That's too recently in Delaware, which is much closer to D.C. than, say, California.
This used to be the thing we had over California was that the Earth doesn't move. Earth's moving now. On my birthday in 2011, I believe, in August, there was that big earthquake that shook the cathedral that's still not quite finished being rebuilt.
You're talking about
yet?
The huge sucker?
Yeah.
That was when I was at Redskins Park, and Albert Haynesworth was falling out of favor with Mike Shanahan, and we thought he was like shaking the media room or something.
Just
we didn't know what was
on
going
the ground,
on.
Uncomfortable. Then there was the one where it was like 4 a.m. Right, I was definitely awakened by it. And now it's all this Delaware situation. Too much earth moving.
Are you worried about earthquakes in the same way that you are space defense? Because I feel like
no.
You need to be consistent here.
No.
Earthquakes could be the death of us as well, you know.
One, we can't do anything about. The other, the entire of NASA's mandate should be on preventing asteroids from ending life.
We can't do anything about earthquakes. We can't
plan.
We can't be safe. We can't do more research, spend more money on earthquakes.
No, can't stop it. Can't stop it.
Why don't we form a team that goes and fixes earthquake problems?
Can't do
Paul
it.
Giamatti and the group from San Andreas.
You can't fix earthquakes. You can't. There's too much science. The crust of the Earth, it's moving. You got tectonic plates. What are you going to stop a tectonic plate from moving?
I don't think you could stop it,
but
I think we could spend more money. We could invest more funds and energy. My point is, I think you disrespect earthquakes while spending all your energy on asteroids.
No. See, the difference between you and me is I am afraid of tangible, real, round-the-corner threats. I'm afraid, for example, or I live in with my head on a swivel. I'm worried about the walk around the corner where I might get mugged. You've got the idea that, well, maybe one day if I happen to be traveling all the way around the world, I might get shot. That's the difference between you and me with sharks and snakes. Snakes everywhere, sharks not.
A woman died.
I'm worried.
That was in a cage looking at sharks recently. I meant to tell you that story.
Just don't go in a cage. Or you can be in your bed and rock till you get bitten by a copperhead, lose your arm. Point is.
Or you couldn't. Or yeah. You probably couldn't.
Well, yeah, again, the stats tell me that my guys
The stats tell me that my cage lady got killed.
Way smaller percentage. We know it's established scientific fact that what I'm saying is correct, and you have a couple examples. They're newsworthy because they're very rare. One of the 50,000 a year snake bites, don't get publicized as news. But the point is, there's something that can be done about asteroids. We can invent something.
Things are being done all the time.
Yeah, and that's my point. That's why this should be done. I'm worried about that because it's not ready yet. We find out that asteroids zipped right past us, and we go, hey, there's one that's passing right by. If it hit us, we would have been screwed.
My favorite thing is when an asteroid passes us by like 13 light years. And Danny says it zipped right past us.
Which, like, again,
if we were around 800 years ago or 600 years from now, that one might have hit us, or however that works.
Your unbelievable lack of understanding in this regard with the vastness of space and how close that actually is in relative terms is kind of you telling yourself a little bit.
Danny, we're going to be all right.
We're not. Danny, asteroids are what's going to end it.
Are you worried tonight about the meteor shower?
Of course I am. Of course. People
are,
need
you?
To. Yes. This is where everyone's concern should lie. All I am is correct about this.
Closest it's been in 1,000 years, supposedly.
The idea that these space rocks are hurtling at thousands of miles an hour that end life, the life ended on this planet. We had a whole set of species gone, eradicated, because a rock hit the ground and caused a nuclear winter and no one could
deal with
it. We
didn't have the technology at our disposal to
That's
fight
my point.
Back then. Unfortunately, the dinosaurs didn't look around and go, hey, should we shoot that thing down or just let it keep coming?
Yeah, shooting.
They didn't have that conversation.
Good luck shooting it down with like your pea shooter.
I'm sure we don't have technology to blow up some asteroids.
Yeah, you don't. Go into Chad's gun safe and good luck shooting up at the sky.
Yeah, that's not how they would do it.
Yeah, exactly, because they can't do it yet. They're developing it. It's on the way, but it's not an emphasis.
We have so much stuff that will shoot down asteroids. You don't have to worry about it.
Again, what you're saying is not correct. I want everyone to know that.
Here's what we'll do.
We won't do it.
We'll send a mission into space.
Again, this Armageddon troll
is not
hilarious.
Armageddon.
I'm
not even doing Armageddon.
You are.
And you think I'm doing Armageddon?
Of course you are. Everyone knows you
are. Danny, I'm not going to do Armageddon.
You're doing Armageddon.
We're going to land on the asteroid. When we land on the asteroid,
use the
we
two
are then going to take a nuclear
jumpers.
Weapon. We will have two very important
everyone knows you're
automobiles
doing
called armadillos. This has nothing to do with Armageddon.
This is Armageddon.
No, this is what we will do.
Deep impact to what's going to happen. Will we lose most of the population? And Morgan Freeman gives a slow speech
Incorrect.
Where two people are on the mountaintop and they survive.
We will
the
then
wave
drill.
Stopped at the mountain. That wasn't expected.
Good point. We will then drill about,
we've stopped
I would say
mountain.
We probably have to get 800, 900 feet down. I don't know how much
exactly. I'm going to make that depth.
We will drill to that depth.
I've never missed a depth.
We will dispatch said nuclear weapon into that rock.
None of them will ever pay taxes
then
again.
Then the two halves of the rocks will miss us narrowly. And this will actually be a close call, like unlike most of your close calls, where they narrowly miss both sides of the planet.
I need you jackasses to get into space. Dang it. Listen.
Everything's
Billy Bob
gonna
Thornton's
be okay.
not available. I wouldn't trust the president's man. I got a C+ in astrophysics. I can quote the stupid movie, too.
I want you to start thinking more about earthquakes.
One is fixable. The other's earthquakes. There's nothing that can be done about earthquakes. Nothing. Not one thing that you and I can
God.
Do, any investment
okay,
in
but
science.
You realize, you will die 19 times from an earthquake knocking a building over that you're in on
and
this planet
nothing that can
before
be done about
an
it.
Asteroid hits you.
There's nothing that can be done about
so
one.
So think about earthquakes, not about asteroids.
One will end life. The other is earthquakes that are
okay.
inconveniences, and they
but
stink.
If right now you told me Danny Ruye will die in his lifetime, either by way of an earthquake knocking over a building he's in, or with an asteroid hitting the planet that's going to kill hundreds of thousands of people, it's you dying in an earthquake.
What's more likely is the earthquake one.
Every time.
Nothing can be done about one.
My
the other
is,
is
yeah,
asteroids.
You can't do anything about the other one either. So if you're going to spend time worrying about
yes,
something
I can.
You can't
yes,
control.
Yes, I can. I can be an advocate for incredibly correct
be
ideas.
Be an advocate for earthquake awareness.
Nothing you can do. One,
build
you can do
buildings something
about.
Better. How about that?
Good. Build buildings better. All in favor. There
Start
are codes.
Advocating for that.
No need. It's being done. There is not enough being done with asteroid defense. We're still interested in putting people on Mars. I need Elon Musk to stop that focus. I need people to focus on what is correct. That is asteroid defense. Everything that we do that has to do with space should be about asteroid defense.
Tommy's actually got a pretty good idea. Tommy, why don't you tell Danny what we'd like to do?
I think that since we need to acknowledge that this needs to be taken seriously, it's time that we start the cause. We sell the earthquake awareness ribbons.
Mm. In you, Danny's honor.
In Danny's honor, sure. Danny can even pick the color. There are certain amount of colors that are already taken
hashtag
by other ribbons.
Hashtag stand with Danny.
What color can we use
hashtag
for earthquake
stand
awareness?
With Danny against earthquake?
Like a weird brown just
like,
for the ground.
Like a sandstone?
Yeah.
I just want you to know everyone's going to be okay either way.
One, Mike Rizzo's on high heat right now, and Mad Dog's yelling at him on MLB
weird.
Network. It's just it's uncomfortable.
Rizzo! Mike Rizzo's here! Rizzo!
Mad Dog, I don't want to talk to you. I don't like you or your face. That's, I guess, is what he's saying. I don't know. I do know this. Again, earthquake awareness. No one cares. They're scary. That's absolutely scary. Nothing you can do. You can't stop the Earth from moving. You can stop an asteroid one day.
And two
if we
in
work
Delaware.
If we work together.
Two in Delaware.
If we work together.
In only NASA knew about those.
They
yeah.
do. They do, but that's not their mandate.
I'm just glad we have Danny here to tell NASA what's going on in space.
That's hey. What they need to work on.
Thank
I don't
God
care
we have Danny
about anything
to tell
else.
NASA what our risks are
that's right.
in space.
They know what I know, but their mandate is, let's go to Mars and just put
By
something
the way,
up there.
The amount of things
no
that NASA has at their disposal that Danny will never know about is what keeps me sleeping comfortable.
What are they? What are some of those things they know? That just, they're going to shoot guns at the asteroid is your idea?
It's not guns. Again, you land on the asteroid.
No, you don't.
Yes,
he's
you
got
do.
One
you
gun.
You
one literally can't do this.
One for each of them.
800 you literally
feet
can't
now.
Do that.
You absolutely can't. You
he's got two bombs and one gun, and he's all out of bombs.
You don't have to slingshot. That was just preferential based on
then
time.
How are you going
to
land on a face going flying
very
at
easily.
You have to land from behind.
Very easily. You get a great pilot.
You can't land
Sully
facing
Sullenberger them. Puts that bird down right
ridiculous.
On top of the asteroid.
Hey, real quick.
Trolling everybody.
As long as we're starting awareness groups, can we start a crane awareness group for Chris Russell?
Yeah.
Well, everyone's already aware.
Honestly, cranes more dangerous to us than asteroids.
Also, we already have a walk planned for that one.
It's true.
It'll be a great time to roll out the awareness plan.
Mike Jones on the show yesterday made it sound like Jay Gruden could be in big trouble. He knows a thing or two about the Redskins. We'll play that audio for you and react to it next on Grant and Danny. Grant, Danny, 106.7. The fan tweets are coming in at Grant H. Paulson. At Funny Danny. That's how you can get a hold of us on Twitter. Mike Jones of the USA Today covers the league nationally now. Longtime Redskins beat reporter. Very plugged in the building. Was on the show talking about Jay Gruden's future with the team. He thinks he needs a productive final three games to hang around.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, you were hoping, you know, after the first four games, it seemed like they were starting to get on track, like you said. Then the injuries happened, and you thought, okay, can they scrap this thing out? And they pulled off, you know, some wins that you didn't expect. And then now it's just like the wheels have come off. And from what I've been told, that the morale is pretty low, motivation's pretty low. And I think that DJ Swearinger kind of characterized it as such when he said it was blah. You know, I had thought that Jay Gruden was not on the hot seat and that ownership and management understood what he was dealing with here. But after seeing a game like that on Sunday where it looked like guys were looking for excuses not to play, I think that Jay really needs a strong finish. I've talked to a couple people who feel like he does, that, you know, he better try to scrap this thing out and finish 8-8 for things to be okay for him. We'll find out. But
it's not realistic they're going to go 3-0, Jonesy. What if they go 2-1 and they're 7-9, which is a little bit more plausible. Now, I would think that would be plenty enough. He's got 3 years left on his deal. I really don't think they're going to fire a guy they extended last offseason after going 7-9 with all the injuries and issues with the schedule that they had.
You would think so, but the problem is this, is that when things go poorly in the Redskins organization, there always has to be a scapegoat. And so who's going to be the sacrificial lamb? It probably should not be Jay Gruden. It should be the guy who is his boss, who oversaw the Scott McLuhan debacle, who oversaw the Kirk Cousins botching of that. You know, Bruce Allen is the one who has pushed the buttons and called the shots, and things have not gone well. You can't help injuries and things like that, but a lot of teams have injuries, and this just is pretty much a disaster right now. And so I don't think that you can look at this thing, and from what I was told, that if this thing continues to go south, even further south, then everything's on the table. Snyder could wind up just blowing the whole thing up.
That was Mike Jones on the show yesterday. A lot to take out of that, but he based the history of Dan Snyder's time here and said when things go badly, scapegoats are needed, and said Jay Gruden needs a strong finish. That's one thing. If you say they need to compete, they need to be close, they need to win a game or two. To say they need to go 3-0, I think that's extreme, but that's pretty provoking thought from Jones.
And this is what I argued, not to this degree, but I kind of citing again our history, citing Dan Snyder's history. That's before, by the way, this new data point of astoundingly low ratings in the home market. That's before they got preseason game ratings in a December football game. Talking about the Redskins getting 11 and change when we're used to seeing mid-20s from them. My view was, last year they couldn't let go of the New York Giants game. Bruce Allen couldn't stop talking about it. Every time he was in public, we shouldn't have lost that Giants game. Referenced it. The same way that a fan would. I need my executives to be above fans. That's why I'd be a terrible executive. I would be just like a fan, and I would scream and not let kickers change in the locker room and do a million things. I would cut guys instantly, which is a terrible way to run your business. Point is, they hold on to those things. I think that Dallas loss on Thanksgiving opened the door to this stuff. it allowed the wolves, it allowed the naysayers, it allowed the guys who were on, who were week-to-week reactionaries to have their voice heard. It allowed people that aren't sold on Kirk Cousins for whatever reason to be able to say what they want to say. And by the way, there is ammunition there, meaning you can't pay anybody $34 million and run a competent organization not have them for years afterwards still locked up and guaranteed. They've messed this up. The ship has sailed, man. The plane has crashed into the mountain. That Dallas loss opened the door, and this kicked it in, frankly. If they don't do something, have the operation look better, look more cohesive, just look right over the next 3 weeks, it makes it a lot easier to have all those discussions that they've had so many times
easier.
In the past.
No doubt. I think that there is a lot of what Jones referred to, though, there, which is just talking about the past and what they've done over the years. But they haven't really done it all that recently. I mean, the Shanahan 2013, he basically begged you to fire him. If you remember those leaks and that end of his time here. They didn't really have a decision to make there. That was a no-brainer, wouldn't you say?
Right.
They have not fired a coach when they had a choice to keep a guy and could sell it pretty easily in a long time. Because before Shanahan, you're going back. Jim Zorn, I guess, to me, was a no-brainer at that time. Joe Gibbs left on his own. So we're dating back like a decade and some change here to the last time they had a guy who'd shown as much promise as Jay Gruden, who they blew out. I think that this reminds me a lot of someone who has had transgressions in the past. Like, say, your buddy's got a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew when he started dating her that she had a wild side, or you knew her in high school or college maybe, and you remember when she cheated on a guy she was with or something. And so you're always saying to him, like, every time she's out late with one of her friends and she's like, yeah, I'm on my way home. You're like, dude, she might be doing it again. It looks like she could do this again. You know what she used to do. And he's like, look, maybe she's a little bit different now. I think that the Redskins pay so much for their ineptitude of the past, even though they're still completely inept. I'm not writing them a check saying they're not.
Yep.
What I am saying is that they have come a long way in this particular regard. Not to mention, they just extended Jay Gruden last year. They acted like the good teams act, in air quotes, even though that was a terribly timed extension. They shouldn't have done it. It was basically to cover up the McLuhan fiasco.
Right.
Extending a coach who you're going to have around for a long time is the way that you avoid these kinds of storylines. So they've done the things that you're supposed to do to avoid the last 3 weeks now, everyone coming out and telling you Jay Gruden might be fired. The only thing they could do, I guess, is Bruce Allen could come out and say it. Like, I remember growing up, I was super competitive. It's like when we'd play a family game or a family sport or whatever, like we're just playing catch in the side yard. I'm like tackling one of my brothers. We're all going two-hand touch.
Mm-hmm.
We played a game with relatives once. I called my uncle a loser. We lost. I was like 5 years old. I'm like, you're a loser. Why'd we lose it? So still to this day, like if we're playing a board game at my house, because people are like my sister still thinks it's hilarious to be like, Grant, don't take the game too seriously. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
It's like the track record of that was like funny and cute. I don't care about this board game. I promise you I don't. But like it still gets brought up. And I think with the Redskins and firing Jay Gruden, it's basically just because it's the Redskins. I really have a feeling that the Jones comment, that a lot of the comments about the team involve that. Now, I'll say this. If they look like they did against the Chargers two more times, or certainly three more times, this is that's a different discussion to have.
Yeah, I think there are more
data
points.
Because now it's actually on the table.
Yeah, I think there's more than just because it's the Redskins. I really do.
I'm not saying it's 100% that. I'm saying it's a lot that. It's like 70% that. It is a ton. It's the Redskins, and we just don't know, because that's the easy thing you hide behind. You know how crazy Dan Snyder is. And like in a quick segment on NFL.com where they talk about coaches on the warm seat.
Sure.
They'll say Jay Gruden because Dan Snyder is volatile. That's the shtick that everybody wants to do. We can ask J.P. Finley about this, NBCSportsWashington.com, when he joins us next. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan. J.P. Finley does a wonderful job on the Redskins beat. One of our favorite Redskins analysts joins us now. NBCSportsWashington.com is where he applies his trade. J.P., the Redskins just released a statement about fake websites saying they changed their team name. What is this about?
Man, what a weird world we live in. I think it's all kind of funny, I guess. And I don't know a ton about this. I think there's a organization that is protesting the team name. I assume, I don't know, that they have Native American ties. And this morning on three different fake news stories showed up saying the Skins had changed their name. I don't know how you do this, but they made like fake news stories that looked like they were coming from ESPN.com, WashingtonPost.com, and Bleacher Report. And it looked pretty official. So if you didn't know better, you easily could have believed it. And I think kind of the hoax got to be so big that the team wanted to make sure that they made clear that it was a fake and the Skins aren't changing their name.
By the way, the biggest winner here is Bleacher Report, who joined the big leagues. That's the third company pick? The Washington Post and ESPN and then
Congrats.
Bleacher Report? Really?
That's a good point, yeah. Congrats to Bleacher Report.
Renowned actor, Goodfellas star, casino star, Joe Pesci Finley. Give me your take on this utterly bizarre, to me at least, Sua Craven saga. The fact that this concussion or post-concussion thing is kind of just now coming out, there's a veiled accusation in there, I think, against kind of the Redskins and the mishandling. They're basically saying, yep, still injured, still in the injured reserve, or we don't care if he wants to play football or not kind of thing. This whole saga is very, very awkward. Give me your take.
Salute to the Admiral David Robinson. Yeah, it's awkward to say the least, and I kind of wonder what's going to happen next. The one thing that I think, a lot of fans are like, oh, this is just them trying to spin it. And that may very well be the case. But one thing to keep in mind, the release names a doctor at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. That doctor is not going to be seeing patients that don't have real issues. And that doctor is world-renowned for his work on concussions. I mean, I just Googled him and looked up his page on the Pittsburgh medical website. So I'm not a doctor expert, but if you just read about this guy, he's not going to go around and not see patients that have real issues. So you got to wonder what was going on with Sua mentally, psychologically, and physically with the damage from. The only concussion we know about was his rookie year. Remember, he missed a few games, yep. And there was that Snapchat that maybe he had lost vision or there were vision issues. There's been a lot going on with Sua in his time with the Redskins. What I see going forward, though, as far as on the football field, it's getting harder and harder to see a scenario where Sua is back with this team in 2018. And Grant, you and I were tweeting back and forth about this. The fact that the Redskins responded to the Craven's agent statement was such a tight, nothing statement of we're focused on the Cardinals and he's on the reserve left squad list says a lot. And then if you think about this, the Redskins could have put Cravens on the IR for the year. Instead, they put him on the reserve left squad list for the year. And there's a pretty big difference. The IR still pays players. The reserve left squad list means players aren't getting paid. And it means this year, this lost season for Sua Cravens still counts for his contract going forward. So rather than being 2 years through a four-year rookie deal where you're not making a lot of money, he still has 3 years left on his rookie deal when he starts playing football again in 2018, whether that's for the Redskins or another team.
Smart for the Redskins, and they deserve some credit because they get bashed a lot, but that's pretty good business to have done it that way, I think. And we'll find out in the wash eventually exactly what happened between the player and the team. But the player reaction, I remember JP just sending text messages to guys when this all came out. I didn't get a lot of Sua Craven's love or response from players that were pro him at that time. Now, maybe cooler heads have prevailed and they'd welcome him back, but I wonder about that too.
Yeah, that's a legitimate issue. And the one thing to add on as far as the smart move from the Skins part, if this goes the way I expect it to and they're going to have to trade Sua, it does make him a little bit more valuable that he's got years left on a contract rather than two. As far as players responding to Sua, I know there were some significant family issues for Cravens going around at the same time of his, you know, he left the team and then the team shut him down for the year. So I think players know that as well. And I think players do a good job of separating life off the field and out of the locker room from life on the field and in the locker room. And the other thing to keep in mind with Sua as this thing unfolds, I mean, the average NFL team turns over, what, 40% in a season? Who knows how much this team's going to turn over?
They got 21 expiring contracts.
Well, and not to mention, if they lose out, a lot of things could happen. Things are starting to present themselves on the realm of possibility that we wouldn't have possibly expected a month ago.
At JP Finley, NBCS, must follow on Twitter. Longtime Yankee catcher Jorge Posada Finley. Let's go into that. Let's do a couple scenarios here. Let's say they lose out, or let's say they go 1-2, and in those losses, it mirrors what they've done the last couple weeks, getting outscored by 40-plus points. What do you think happens? It's easy to dismiss and say, well, the Redskins do crazy stuff. Well, they do crazy stuff when people stop caring, and we've seen some data points that say people are caring less and less.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they lose out, anything's on the table, and that includes the head coach. I think maybe that even includes team president. I have a hard time seeing that happening, just knowing a little bit of the dynamic between Bruce Allen and the team owner, Dan Snyder. But if you go 5-11, it's hard to see anyone safe, right? The only good thing that happens at 5-11 is Russell's got to walk from downtown to Ashburn.
That's right.
The only good thing that happens. I think you're also talking about if you go 5-11, as much as we can argue transition tag or franchise tag and how they keep Kirk Cousins, at 5-11, maybe you don't keep Kirk Cousins. Maybe you really do just let him walk. And that'd be hard to think. That'd be hard to even say a month ago. If they win one of these next two, I think it's going to be the optics of the two home games. If you get blown out on Christmas Eve and the stadium's empty and you're losing to a bad Broncos team, a lot could happen. And that's why I think this team is desperate for a win this week. And then, you know, I go in the bubble just now to watch practice, and Josh Norman's not practicing. And we haven't heard anything about that. We know Jordan Reed's on the IR now. Who knows? Players fighting through injuries might stop fighting through injuries. And that could include Trent Williams. That could include Morgan Moses. A lot of these guys are warriors and want to keep going, but at what point is it worth it?
Zach Brown got a contract to get this offseason as well.
Yeah.
JP, excellent as always, buddy. Keep up the excellent work. Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
You bet. JP Finley's in Ashburn, NBCSportsWashington.com. We got an update on a guy whose name we don't say on the show, but occasionally we have to talk about, that I love. It involves the Lakers. His son plays for the Lakers. And the Lakers apparently had a come-to-Jesus meeting with him where they want him to stop doing some of the things that he's doing.
I'm interested in that. We've got a little recorded bit. We got a little secret tapes of Hall of Fame voter Larry Michael.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Looking forward to hearing that next on Grant and Danny.
Guys, it is Grant and Danny for our pals at Window Nation. You get up, you go outside this morning. Were you shocked at how frigid cold it was?
It was a little bit cold.
The wind was whipping, my friend. Right now. Yes, right now is the best time to do home improvement. I know it seems crazy, but think about it. When's the best time to get summer clothing? End of the summer. Demand is down. Inventory's up. The installers are waiting on standby. Got to call our pals at Window Nation and get that triple zero sale.
The triple zero sale is what you've got to get because it's the best sale that they offer. Zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year. Upgrade your windows now. Save some money this holiday season. 65,000 homes have Window Nation windows, including mine and Danny's. 350,000 windows installed. They do it right the first time. Call Window Nation today. The number, 866-90-NATION. That's right, 866-90-NATION. And mention the triple zero sale. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for a full year. Plus, right now, you'll receive 50% off all styles of windows.
Got to hit them up. 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home and ours because it's where you live.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Lakers front office recently had a meeting with Lonzo Ball's dad, the outspoken father of the rookie point guard. And they told him to tone down some of his public criticisms of head coach Luke Walton, help create a more positive atmosphere around his son. Sources told ESPN, this is from Ramona Shelbourne, the meeting, which took place within the past few weeks, was called by Magic Johnson and GM Rob Pelinka. Remember, we talked a lot before the draft about whether or not Lonzo Ball's draft status could be hindered by his dad. And my point was, why would you want to work with this kid if his dad's going to be an annoying nuisance and The thought was, well, maybe when he gets to the NBA, his dad won't be annoying or a nuisance.
Nope.
He's been both of those things, and louder and more vocal as he's battling the president of the United States on Twitter and on CNN.
Good Lord.
So the Lakers have sat him down and said, hey, cut it out, dude. I like that, but the Lakers kind of made their bed when they drafted Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, the good basketball player, not the terrible GM and awful coach.
I was going to say, which one?
Yeah, so not current NBA player either. One of the great point guards of all time that gets lost because of how bad his post-basketball career was. By the way, underrated player. Sensational player, how good he was. Anyway, he said this on one of the hot take shows the other day, where he goes, this has happened before. We just now have the means to see it. We've given platforms to these guys, whereas we used to not.
This era is so different than the ones before.
Yeah, and that was kind of his point, and I actually tended to agree with that. Teams are equipped to deal with loud people. In the building, in the practice room, on the court, whatever, you've got to deal with loud buffoons. That's a normal thing.
Danny, you have prepared something for us today.
Well, we got a little inside. This is a neat story for DC's own Larry Michael, who has been named a Hall of Fame voter. A lot of people think the integrity of the Hall of Fame is no longer intact because they allow team employees who are also vice presidents of content with the organization to vote. But I don't know that I agree with that. So without further ado, we got a secret microphone inside Larry Michael making his Hall of Fame presentation cases. So whenever you're ready, Tommy, take it away.
All right, Bunny. Moment to shine here. Look at yourself in the mirror. What do you see? I see power. I see integrity. And I see skin's tangibles. You smell what I'm cooking? You smelling what I'm stepping in? They're both the same thing. Here we go. Believe. Hello and welcome. Now, as you know, I've been named a Hall of Fame voter. This used to be a prestigious honor. But let's be real, it jumped the shark. Whatever, it's about time some Redskins got respect. So now part of my duties include advocating for former Skins to gain entry, picking the Skins to win no matter what, and of course to maintain my role as a barnacle on the side of the good ship Snyder as it cuts through the sea of hope on the way to tourist traps of Despair Town, no GMville, and 3-6 through 9 games every year, Berg. So in addition to making a case for Joe Jacoby, a member of the Hogs and one of the great linemen in league history, I've got to step my game up. Get some others into the hall. First up, December leaks. Dependable every year. Bull comes out about this team and we become the laughingstock. Sometimes folks believe it, sometimes they don't. But bottom line, somebody says something to somebody to cover their own ass quarters and we look like a Hungarian thumb war. Next up, Joe Salavea. He was pretty good, right? Remember him? League credited him with 19 tackles in 04. But as you know, teams keep their own stats and I keep my own stats separate from theirs. And let me tell you, he had like 24 tackles that year. But the Skins tangibles he brought were impossible to measure unless you have my Skins tangibles measuring tape, which measures things in Minuski units. And Salavea had 4.6 Minuski units. Next player on my list, Corey Raymer. He played center, and he did it for the Washington Redskins. That's the end of my presentation for Corey Raymer. Okay, moving on. I got a stump for Bruce Allen's press conferences. When he calls them, they are goddamn antelope tetherball matches. Remember when he was like, we're not winning games or having any kind of success, but we're winning off the field. Everyone still talks about that. And how about when he held a press conference in his office to try and turn the fan base against the QB that they supposedly wanted to sign? Genius! Who thinks of that? My Brucey does!
Hi, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys here. I'm not on this committee or even in this room, but as a condition of my equitable deal with Beelzebub, my ephemeral spirit can appear before simple-minded weaklings. Anyhow, I like that Larry is here. I wanted to open the door to completely removing all integrity of the Hall of Fame, as well as providing me an opportunity to showcase more of the criminals that I have in my employment. Hold on 1 second. That's my hotline. Yes, Dark Master? Of course, my lord. No, sir. No one understands what a catch is, as you've requested. And yes, we just sometimes play games in London. Okay, Dark Lord, I'll see you in L.A. Yes, sorry, I'm back. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought. Back to you, Larry.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Sonny, what do you make of all this?
Bad.
Thank you, Sonny. Last player up is longtime Redskins great Lamar Marshall. He had a really good season after the team let Antonio Pierce go because it was short-sighted and petty. So he has this good year, and we were like, yeah, suck it, haters. And, of course, he was terrible and went to Cincinnati where he played 4 games. But the point was, we were right for a minute. That's something. All right, thank you all for your time. And in conclusion, I shouldn't be here. And I don't just mean the Hall of Fame thing. Peace out, amigos, and hail to the Redskins.
That's my favorite part. Dar did a great job with the one solo person clapping. You can envision who that might be.
Do we know? Is it Dan? Is it someone else?
Somebody was very excited about their presentation. One guy.
Might have been Goose.
I love the sound effects. Good job, Dar. The applause when he enters the room, the door opening, and that whole nine.
I hope this isn't taken as mean, because I have a good relationship with Larry Michael. I see him all the time, and I would say this to him at FedEx. It is weird to me that he's a Hall of Fame voter.
It's ridiculous.
He works for the Redskins.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't work for that. He is a team president at the Redskins.
Yeah, he's a VP.
How is he a Hall of Fame voter?
It's absurd. The excuse.
Are there other employees of teams?
There's one, and it's a weird case. Here's what it is. A guy that covered the Cincinnati Bengals for a local publication, not the Cincinnati Bengals, for 30-plus years as a journalist, grinding and doing what he's supposed to do, got let go by his paper. The paper shut down. So the Bengals, because they were actually trying to do a good thing, gave the guy a job writing columns about the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cincinnati Bengals website. So he's technically a team employee. He's a Hall of Fame voter because he has decades of unimpeachable experience as a person that covered the sport.
But even still, I would make the case, while unfortunate, maybe he shouldn't be if he's in a team employee.
I'd make the same case.
Yes.
Not like this. Not like this guy in town, who's the VP of things that they say about the team, has a propaganda show on locally where he picks them to win every week. It's sponsored by a different sponsor, and then does the games himself. It's a giant leap from guy that covered the team for three decades, who now kind of writes for the website, to that.
In fairness,
a big gap.
I also think Lamar Marshall should be in the Hall of Fame.
Joe Salavea.
Thank you for listening. As always, if you missed any part of today's show, including Kent Babb on his Larry Johnson story, or Will Brinson going around the NFL, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Podcasts available. They are brand new in full hour increments, so go check that out.
For GP, Brandon Thom, I'm Danny CDVTW. Next, what's going on at the winter meetings? All things Nationals, wall to wall, 4.5 hours from Baseball Dukes. He will not talk about anything else. If he does, call him and he'll get back on baseball subject. That is next from a fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.